Photography for Kids. You're listening to a joint podcast from Ellie of girlsthoughts.com and myself, Krishna Day, and you'll find me at bizgrowthnews.com. I was sent a book recently called Photography for Kids, and so I passed it over to Ellie to actually review it. So tell us a little bit about the book, who the authors are, and what your overall impression was.
Well, Photography for Kids was written by Sandra Arendt and Michael Ebert, and they are both German authors. And this book was published by Rocky Nook this year in 2011. And my impression from the book was that they knew that kids could actually use cameras, as I do, and that since they see adults using cameras and doing photography as a hobby and also for other reasons, such as for putting on blogs, they probably thought, why don't kids use it? For fun and for memories and because they can use it.
So tell me a little bit about the kind of key elements, the key areas that you actually were reading about. It's actually quite a substantial book, isn't it? It's about 160 pages or so.
Yes, and I really liked it the way they said, now it's time to get started, because they showed you in detail how to start working the camera and about the memory card and how to, like, about the batteries and how it needs to be charged. So it was very good like that. And I found it interesting because they had a lot of pictures. They had one every second page, and they also had tips almost every page. So they told me, like, they wrote how to use the night flash, but the only thing they didn't include was URLs for Flickr and Picasso about privacy, and because they didn't say that some things can only be used on certain cameras, but they were brilliant in everything else.
What do you think in terms of the kind of people, kind of children who would get value out of this book? What kind of age profile do you think they'd need to be?
Well, I think they should be from 8 to 16 because they are still children, but they're not too young and not too old to read this book. And they're the ones who see adults using cameras most, because usually they have parents who have blogs or with social media and things like that. Because most adults take pictures a lot of the time. So I think that age group from 8 to 16 will be good because they see it a lot and they might think, oh, this would be very nice to keep in my memory. So they could take a picture of it if they had a camera and keep the memory.
Now, tell me in terms of anything you've done as a result of reading the book. Did you try any of the tips that were shared?
Well, yes, I did try some of the tips, especially the ones I searched up Picasso on the internet, and I tried the night flash. Sadly, unfortunately, I did not have the night flash setting on my camera, but you can always use, I think it is the fill-in flash, so that's always good, and you can find that on your menu setting.
And what about things like composition? Because that's important. I know when you've been doing projects at school, you always look to try and get a good composition of your photograph in the frame. What did you learn from the book about that?
Well, I learned that about composition, I learned that you can always, well, some parts of the book I realised if I positioned something in a certain way, it would look better than positioning it in another way, so that the light shines down in a different effect and then the light bounces off and reflects on something else. So that was quite interesting. And I love the way they told you about things like lights moving in the background could be quite, like, realistic, and it had emphasis and was a good effect.
Do you think there's anything that you would like to see them say more about? You mentioned a little bit about the whole area of the internet. Tell me what your thoughts were on that.
Well, I do think they could put a bit more on privacy in, because I just thought if I went onto the internet and I wanted to look for some things on Flickr to see what other people had put on, well, also, when you're on the internet, you can search something wrong or something like that, and you can type in a wrong word by accident, and you don't know what it means. So things can come up that you don't want to come up, and that you weren't searching for. And also because privacy, other children don't know what it's like on the internet if they haven't used it before, and they might give out personal information by accident. They might think someone is their friend. So I just thought maybe they could say, ask your parents about privacy before you go on, or something like that. Though they did include things about asking your parents, so that was good.
And do you think you'd ever put your photographs up at the age that you are now? And because you're not yet old enough to go to places like Facebook. But could you imagine that you might at some stage put your own photographs up online?
Well, I was thinking about that earlier, and also, as I did other blog posts, blogs and things, I did wonder if I should put this photograph up, or if I should put one up that was related to it, or should I put one up that actually happened on the day that shows me or my friends. Well, it said in the book you shouldn't put things on like that, because you have to ask the permission of the other people first. And also, I wouldn't put my photograph up because it would be a bit, like, it would give a personal information, or someone might say, oh, that's a person who I know, and I'm on Facebook, so I might say, oh, look at this picture of my friend, and they might give out personal information too. So I wouldn't really necessarily put out pictures of people, more of like horses and things, if I went to a horse show, or the dog I like best, and maybe the hand holding the lead, because I wouldn't want to give out any personal information at all.
That's a really good point that you were raising there about if you're going to take pictures of other people, to make sure you've got their permission, because sometimes people are in embarrassing situations, aren't they?
Yes, like maybe they might not like the way they look, or maybe they might have done something embarrassing and they might think you know about it and that's why you took the pictures. So I wouldn't show who it is, just in case they feel bad about it, or they get angry about it, or they have, like, they really don't want them to be on the internet, because it's their choice, not mine.
So your overall view of the book, Photography for Kids?
Well, I think my overall view of the book was that it was an amazing book, and it taught me a lot more about photography, and I think it's really good in situations. So it tells you things about how to take good pictures of circus and roller coasters and different events, and like if it's feeding time at the zoo, they tell you when it's a good time to take photographs, and that if you take a photograph then, even if you don't like it, it could come out well later. And I think it had a really good impression on me, and I think it would have a good impression on other readers too.
So that was just a book review of Photography for Kids, a fun guide to digital photography by Michael Ebert and Sandra Abend, published by Rocky Nook. And you've been listening to us in conversation. It's me, Krishna Day of bizgrowthnews.com, and
Ellie at girlsthoughts.com.
And Ellie, you'll be doing some reviews of other future books that you get received in terms of kids' books, things that you're reading at the moment.
Yes, I've got a lot more to read, so I hope there'll be a lot more reviews. Bye.